Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today we want to talk about being purified through trials. And we've talked about this kind of scattered through different videos throughout many times on the channel. And today I did want to spend a little bit of time just kind of going into fine detail. And I actually might have pulled out too many verses here today. So we'll see, and maybe I'll skip over some of these if the Spirit thus leads me in the course. But I want to talk about the trials and temptations. I mean, part of this ties into the end times. When is this rapture? Part of this ties into what are we expected to go through here on earth? There's just so many factors here to bear in mind. And I want to impress upon you three basic points. The first is over and over and over in this life, walking the world as a Christian, we are promised tribulations. I mean, you have Austin's book, Your Best Life Now. I'm sorry, if this is your best life, you're going to hell. Ever hear that analogy that earth is the best heaven you'll ever see if you're going to hell, and the best hell and the worst hell you'll ever see if you're going to heaven? Okay. If this is your best life now, you are destined for hell, okay? Because the Bible tells us that we are promised tribulations on this planet. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I've spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In a world, you will have tribulation. But take courage, I have overcome the world. So here's a promise. You will have tribulation in this world. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And this is not the only place. It's not like, okay, that's one kind of hard to understand phrase, because he repeats this several times in Matthew chapter 10, verses 22 and 23. You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. That's another one of those ones we'll get into a little bit later, right? Remember that. It is those who have endured will be saved. But whenever they persecute you in one city, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes. In other words, you're going to be persecuted throughout the whole world. So, buddy, just keep running. All right. And then, of course, in Matthew 24, verse 9, they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. You see, we are promised these tribulations in this world. And in John 15 at verse 18, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it has hated you. And of course, one last verse in this particular one is from Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Okay, so we will be persecuted if we seek to walk in this manner of life. All right, we have heavy winds coming up here. Hopefully you can still hear me all right. All right, the next point we want to make is that the trials are here to make us strong. A single verse in this one, I think there are more, but this single verse really highlights that. Our trials are here to make our life strong. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be complete and perfect, lacking in nothing. So the endurance that we have in our faith, the endurance that we have by our trials is what gives us the stronger faith. I have had a very rough, difficult life in my earlier days. I set myself up a really nice life as an adult that, but the reason I do so well now is because of the trials I had. I looked at all those things, and I talk a lot about this in my book, Half My Life. You can get that book and have a look at the various trials I've endured growing up and what kind of shaped me into the person I am with the strength and the character. But those trials, you see, I would not be as strong if it were not for the various trials that I went through. And in many ways, that means I'm kind of thankful for my individual trials. And of course, I did actually skip too far ahead of my notes there. I already hit my back button on my Bible verses. But James chapter 1, verse 12, it says, blessed is those who endure, for they will receive the crown of life, which is promised to those who love him. Demonstrating the last point, our salvation is demonstrated by perseverance. Our salvation is demonstrated by perseverance. That is our third point. You see, over and over and over and over and over and over, and this is where we have the most verses here, the Bible says, is those who persevere to the end who will be saved. This means we will go through trials and persecutions and troubles and issues in our life. And in Matthew chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. This is in the middle of the parable of the sower. I just want to illustrate one seed. Others fell on rocky places where they did not have much soil. Immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen and they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. So they withered and withered away. What does this mean? I mean, we don't have to stop and spiritualize what this meaning happens to say, because Jesus actually tells us in the same chapter, 13, verse 20. The one on whom the seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has formed no root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fall away. So this is a person who does not persevere. Now, he was never saved. One of our verses here is going to be from 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. We'll just go ahead and do it now from memory. But it says, they left us because they were not of us, because if they were of us, they would have remained. So this is a false believer, somebody that they're excited by the things of God, but they're not really willing to put the rubber to the road and actually do the things the Christian life calls us to do. And again, the apostles went around and got the same thing, right? It is those who persevere. From Acts chapter 14, verses 21 and 22. After they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. This is right after Paul was stoned and left for dead. Okay. Great persecutions. He's having his best life now. He has a headache too. Excedrin worked great for the apostle Paul. Okay. But we also find other elements. He writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:16, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in all things, for as you do this, you will endure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you. And then, of course, we get into Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 through 28. And this is really that cream of the crop there. He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will grant authority of nations, and he shall rule with the rod of iron, and with vessels of the potter are broken into pieces, as I have received authority from my Father, and I will give them the morning star. And so it is he who overcomes, he who perseveres, he who remains in the faith. That is what the important principle is here. We are promised persecutions because they purify us. As refiners fire, we are purified. We are promised the tribulations as believers to strengthen us in our walk with Christ. Those are the trials make us strong. This is why we right now have a very spiritually weak generation, because we have a generation that was handed a lot of things without a lot of the trials and the tribulations that would come along with it, which is very sad. And then the last one, of course, is that our salvation is ultimately demonstrated in the end by the perseverance we have. If we remain through all the great trials and tribulations that are going to be thrown at us, then we will walk kindly into the kingdom of heaven and become a ruler with Christ in the millennial reign. So do not worry if you have great trials and persecutions and tribulations in your life. This is God refining you, and you will be a stronger person for it in the end. If you want to have a look at what God did in my life with the various tribulations, go ahead and have a look at my book, Half My Life. Find it anywhere you can buy a book online. Print book, ebook, and audiobook editions are available. Thanks for watching, and hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support. Or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.